Midwest Punk Podcast, coming back with another episode of just kind of going over what's on our playlist.
Yeah, right, Brian? So, been doing that a little bit lately.
Yeah, but hey, our playlists are full of some pretty cool music, I feel, you know. Yeah, so and if yours is full of some cool stuff, make your way over to Facebook and find us, Midwest Punks Podcast, and let us know what's on your playlist, and let us know what bands you like, and local bands, bands from across the country, doesn't matter. We're just looking for good music.
That's right.
So, yeah, Brian and Carl here again, and we're operating out of Lakeshore Public Radio Studios in Northwest Indiana, so hence the Midwest Punks, if you haven't picked up on that yet. quick little plug, Lakeshore Public Radio's in a membership drive, so they're a nonprofit NPR station. They rely on donations, and if they weren't here, we wouldn't be recording here. So
that's right.
If you get a chance, jump on over to the website when you're checking out some of our old episodes at lakeshorepublicradio.org, or go to midwestpunks.com.
Midwestpunks.com, yeah.
And and that'll take you right over to the Lakeshore Public Radio site where you can see our old episodes. And then there'll be a little donate button up on the top, and make a little donation and tell them that the Midwest Punks sent you. So a little plug for the station there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Brent, so again, just kind of going down our playlist and trying to find some stuff that's been on there for a while, and share some good music.
I haven't listened to the Bouncing Souls in a while. So that was,
they always end up kind of coming back around on mine. I saw them last fall at the Metro. They were doing their 30-year tour, and so 30 years, I mean, that's pretty impressive. But their songs always kind of get me going, and I always see people talking about them in different groups. And I mean, they have 10 studio albums that they've done, and a couple EPs and things like that. So I mean, they've got a lot of music out there. They're always pretty fast. And the first time I saw them was at a Rancid Dropkick Murphys concert, and they were one of the opening bands. And they were awesome, and so I've been hooked ever since. But
yeah, I think I saw them in like a Warped Tour or something like that years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, they're one of those bands that always, pretty much all their songs are just, you know, ones you can rock out to. So if you haven't checked out Bouncing Souls, there's plenty, 30 years worth of music out there.
The opening song, what was that title?
That was Mantham.
Mantham.
Yeah, yeah. So kind of a little, well, exactly what it sounds like. It's an anthem for the guys. So, you know, calling your friend, trying to get him to go out with you that night, and, you know, just something a lot of us can probably relate to. Nothing against the ladies, the wives or
wingman, sure,
fiancés or anything. But yeah, sometimes you just need your boys. So that was Mantham by Bouncing Souls. But like I said, they got 30 years worth of music out there. So definitely make sure to check them out on YouTube and stuff. And their newest album they just released last year. Actually, I don't have the name of it in front of me, but Crucial Moments was the EP that they released in March of 2019. So that's when they did their 30-year tour.
Nice.
And all that.
To check that one out.
Yeah. Let's see what's on your playlist this week, Brian. So you got a song you want to start off with?
My playlist kind of resonates from this band here that I kind of was, it got me started down my rabbit hole of what I've kind of picked for the show. And the Resistors. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They've been around since 2012. Mm-hmm. They're from Tampa, Florida. It's a terrible band name, really, especially with it being a band, because Resistors have a band on them. So when you type in the word resistor band, a bunch of resistors pop up on the screen. So terrible name.
I have that problem with somebody else on my list later. We'll have to get to that. So okay. Some people don't think of the SEO search engine results
right.
And stuff.
That's weird.
when they're coming to their band names. But hey, you know.
The digital team here, so I think about that a lot. There's also a German band called The Resistors from 88. That's also, I believe they were a punk kind of heavy metal band. Mm. So that didn't help either. But there was some info about them. They have a band camp and kind of the Spotify has some info. But nothing on like discographies or anything anywhere. So kind of what I gathered was that they take most of their influence from the 90s melodic punk sound that they kind of cut their teeth on earlier. Mm-hmm. And they've been compared to bands like Good Riddance, Rise Against, Bad Religion, but except without the success.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But
Rise Against is a Chicago band, so
yeah,
that's cool.
For sure.
And Good Riddance, I'm familiar with. Obviously, Bad Religion. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Some good company to be compared to.
Yeah. And according to their Bandcamp page, it says they get cuter and cuter by the day. Oh, so, okay. Yeah.
It's always cool to see.
Yeah.
Sometimes you... Yeah,
those
you,
little notes that are hidden in the corner.
Just crack up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
They have... I'm looking at Spotify. I never really trusted 100% to say, exactly, like, how many albums they have, but there was about 4 albums on there, and they had a handful of EPs and singles. Like I said, finding a discography was tricky, but that's roughly what they kind of have out there, but there's a lot on Spotify to check them out, for sure. Mm-hmm. The track that I wanted to play is off of their 2018 album called Rational Policy for the 19th Century, and it is titled Hanging On.
Okay. Cool. So, yeah, their name sounds familiar. I probably heard some of their music. I don't think I've heard this one. But again, yeah, that's some good company to be compared to. So
yeah, they kept popping up in my playlist, and you know, it's one of those bands I reach over and turn it up a little bit, and who's this again? And so it kind of got me down this rabbit hole of kind of the melodic punk, kind of skate punk sound of the 90s and bands that have evolved from that.
Yeah, cool. Well,
so
let's check out Hanging On by The Resistors.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back. Right, that was the Resistors with Hanging On.
Yeah, that's a they got a good sound to them. So I can see the comparisons, like we had said, what Rise Against and Bad Religion, Good Riddance. So yeah, I'm gonna have to add them onto my playlist.
Yeah, they got a good sound to them.
Yeah, for sure. Well, some of the stories and things you were talking about with the Resistors, and I said I had a band similar to that on my playlist. Let's go over to The Miserables. That's M-I-Z-Z-E-R-A-B-L-E-S. Mm-hmm. Miserables. When you go to search that, you find a lot of Les Miserables.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I was trying to get to, I was like, just doing some more research, trying to find some more info about them. And that's all I scrolling through, and I'm just seeing Hugh Jackman, you know, like, just, I couldn't get through anything else other than some Les Miserables stuff. So, but they're a really cool band. And again, they're like with the Resistors kind of being funny and stuff, they're, I think this was Bandcamp. Or no, it was their Facebook page, I think, says that they're three idiots from Chicago. So, you know, that's how they refer to themselves. But they formed the band in 2013, and they've got a few albums out there. We played a few songs off their newest album, which was called Whatever This Sucks. That I think they released that earlier this year. And we played a few songs off that, like... Sticks and Stones, and there's one or two others I think we played in the show, but yeah, they're one of the bands that just I keep kind of going back to, because I'm sure. Like, you know, they got I didn't listen to them a lot until kind of recently, and I keep kind of digging more and more into their music. And the song I want to play from them is Pick It Back Up, and that's off their 2013 album. So that's I believe their first album that they've made as a band, called Every Last Stitch. So, and they got some cool artwork too. If you look at some of their
album covers are pretty nice.
Yeah, I always appreciate that. But yeah, they seem really active, like really cool group of guys making good music and just talented guys. So if you haven't checked them out yet, give them a listen. The Miserables, and they're from Chicago, so Midwest, always cool. But yeah, we got Pick It Back Up ready to go.
Yeah, it's ready to go.
All right, let's check it out.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
All right, that was the Miserables with Pick It Back Up. And again, they got a good sound. They always have good lyrics. Music always sounds awesome. So they for just being around 7 years or so, they got a good amount of music out there. And they're always throwing out some extra stuff on Facebook because they just had the new album, Whatever This Sucks. And they even released a track or a few tracks, I think, so far, where they said that they actually had more music than what they put on the record. So they're just kind of slowly throwing it out there, I guess. So cool band to check out, though. And they're from Chicago. So nice. Three Idiots from Chicago, which is what they call themselves. So sticking to the Midwest for a little bit here, Brian?
Yeah, we can do that. Let's go on over to the Copyrights.
Okay.
Yeah, these guys are, I'm not super familiar with their stuff, but caught my ear when I was hunting around. And they're from a pop punk band from Carbondale, Illinois.
Okay.
Active since about 2002. And they are known for what the alternative press calls both the sloppy slacker pop punk of, say, early Green Day with the slightly more polished sheen of Teenage Bottle Rocket or recent Bouncing Souls.
Okay. So, yeah. Again, good company to be mentioned with at all, but that's a pretty detailed description, I guess.
Yeah, they've been around for a while, so they have about 9 albums, 11 singles, EPs, and 1 comp. So they've been doing a lot.
Yeah, they've mm-hmm. got a lot of music out there.
But so I'm going to play a song off of their 2014 album Report.
Okay.
It is titled Telescope.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I'm not real familiar with them either, so let's give them a listen.
All right, here we go. The Copyrights with the song Telescope.
Yeah, that was a good sound, and again, you can kind of see the comparison. I get that, maybe not that detailed of the description of the sloppy slacker pop punk, you know, all that kind of stuff, but
right,
but definitely
a little much.
Yeah, but I mean, with 9 albums out there and singles and all that, there's a lot to check out.
For
so
sure.
Gonna make sure I put those guys on my list. But speaking of my list and staying in the Midwest region again, Lawrence Arms, who we actually played them on the last episode. But in that episode, I don't remember what song we played, but I had noted that they just released a new album called Skeleton Coast in July, but I hadn't really had a chance to check it out. So, of course, I went back and I've been listening to it kind of more and more, and lots of great songs on there. I mean, it's their sounds really evolved, and me having like listened to all this all at once, mostly, I can definitely tell that too. But I mean, their fans really love the new album, and they just seem like, you know, they pride themselves on never broken up. They've always just made, you know, they're making music for the 30 years or whatever they, or 21 years that they've been together. So
yeah, they've been around a while.
Yeah, but yeah, they're from Chicago, and they've been playing together since 99. And they've made a lot of awesome music, so there's plenty to check out there. And like I said, they released their newest album, Skeleton Coast, in July. That was released on the Epitaph label, so link to Bad Religion with Epitaph.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the song, and they actually just put out this music video a few weeks ago for this song, so it's definitely one that they're pushing on the from the album, but it's called Quiet Storm. So it's a pretty cool music video, and the of course the comments are always funny. You know, you should check out the comments and stuff. But it's a good song, good cool music video, and gives you a little sneak peek of what's on their album Skeleton Coast. So let's check out Quiet Storm from Lawrence Arms.
All right, here it is.
No past, there is no future, now free to live at last. No more courage at my fingertips, I sit and wait for the nothingness. All aboard, your fate is departing. Last train ever, well it's now or never. Rain of fireworks above the lake. Familiar skies of a native place. Revel in the summer aftertaste. My final act was to disintegrate. There is no past. The future has been cast. Now I'm free to live at last. Search for truth in a coffee cup, but inspiration is an idle drug. A quiet storm is raging in my mind. Hurricane of my own design. I crackle like a radio wave. Status in a western state. Listen closely, some horsemen are calling. Lay back, the night sky is falling. There is no past. The future has been cast. Now I'm free to live at last. Now I'm free to live at last. Now I'm free to live at last.
Quiet Storm from Lawrence Arms. And again, that was off their newest album, Skeleton Coast. So check them out on YouTube. They got 20 years worth of music out there. Really good stuff. And they're a Midwest band, Chicago band. And they have a pretty loyal fan base, it looks like. So worth checking out Lawrence Arms. And Brian, we're about halfway through the show already, so
wow, goes quick.
Yeah, but I still have a few more on my list. I know you do too. So who do you got up next?
Let's go over to Teenage Bottle Rocket, since we just mentioned them and the being compared to copyright.
Yeah, sure. I've heard a lot about Teenage Bottle Rocket. Again, one of the bands here. I see people talk about them. They jump in my YouTube list every now and then, and I'm like, man, I got to check out the rest of their stuff, and I just haven't really gotten to it yet.
Yeah, they've got a little bit more of a, you know, Blink-182, just kind of goofy, kind of, you know, silly songs. So their lyrics are often just one of the songs that they have is titled Headbanger. And it's just like a headbanger guy shows up at a party. And the Skate or Die song that they have is...
That's a popular one.
It's a good one. It's a one I wanted to play, but it's a little too many...
It's not radio appropriate.
Yeah, it's not radio appropriate. We'll just leave it at that. So anyway, they're from Laramie, Wyoming, and formed in 2000. Their influences are the Ramones, Screeching Weasel, Green Day, Bouncing Souls, and the Misfits.
Yeah, sounds like I should definitely have checked them out already.
In 2004, they released their debut full-length album, Total, which got them noticed by the Groovy Ghoulies, who invited them to play on the space station stage at the Vans Warped Tour.
Nice.
Yeah. They, that's
good old Warped Tours.
Yeah, got them started there. I think the Ghoulies then kind of took off and left them to kind of finish the tour. But sounds like that's what got them started.
Yeah.
In 2009, they signed to Fat Records with and toured with NOFX, the Mighty Boss Tones, and the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. So that was their...
Yeah, good company there.
Yeah. Kind of early times there. But we're going to play a track off of their 2009 album, They Came From the Shadows, titled Don't Want to Go.
Okay.
So one of the more radio-friendly tracks that they had, but yeah.
But it sounds like they got a lot of music out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, let's give Teenage Bottle Rocket some airtime.
All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Teenage Bottle Rocket with Don't Want to Go, and you're listening to the Midwest Punks podcast. If you're just tuning in.
Yep, that's right. And we're playing some awesome music that you don't want to miss and you want to put on your playlist, so keep tuning in. So, that was Teenage Bottle Rocket. Again, I've heard a lot about them, just haven't really gotten deep into their music yet, but I know they have a lot out there and they got a lot of fans, so...
Yeah, they got a lot of good stuff, I would say. Not radio friendly, but if you're okay with that, check it out.
Yeah. I'm all right with that. Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and make sure I put them on my playlist after this song now. So I got another band too that I don't think we've played on this show yet, just like Teenage Bottle Rockets, you know, one of the bands that I was kind of surprised we hadn't played yet either, but this band is called Street Dogs, and they were actually formed in 2002 by the former Dropkick Murphys singer Mike McColgan. So he quit Dropkick Murphys back then, and then started this band. Their first album was in 2003 called Savin Hill, and they had a song on that album with the same title, And since then, they'd released like 6 studio albums, a couple EPs and comps. And they did a cool sound, cool song. I was hoping to see them somewhere someday. And then in February of 2020, this year, they another thing 2020 did, they announced that they were breaking up on Facebook. So they're no longer actively playing together. But
that's
they but they've left us with like 17 years worth of pretty awesome music.
Sure.
So I highly recommend checking them out. And the song that I'm going to play right now is a very fitting title. Punk rock and roll. So don't need anything fancy, just need to name it what it is. Punk rock and roll. So cool sound, and let's hear some Street Dogs.
All right, here we go.
Well, they say that punk rock has died away. I don't believe a word they say. Sing for tomorrow, sing for today. We all need a little punk rock and roll. The world needs a little punk rock and roll. Yeah! We all need a little punk rock and roll. The kind that makes you want to break some bones. It doesn't really matter what the singer says, as long as Paul Rack is beating in those heads. I want the good feeling, push and shove. I want the good feeling running in my blood. I want the good.
Street Dogs with Punk Rock and Roll. And again, they were former Dropkick Murphys singers, formed the band in 2002. And then 17 years later in 2020, February, they announced that they were disbanding. So, but a lot of cool music out there, some cool music videos. Hopefully they get back together, or they start some other projects or something like that, because they made some good music. So
yeah, they got kind of a rancid sound to them. I'm not surprised you're a fan.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, the Dropkick's tied into it, so works for me. So, Brian, let's head on back over to your list. Who you got next?
Let's go with the Pears.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. They're a hardcore band formed out of New Orleans, Louisiana, in 2014. And it was formed by members Zach Quinn and Brian Priedus, okay, a year after the breakup of their previous band, the Lollies.
Hmm.
They played their first show on Mardi Gras Day, with a Minneapolis band, Off With Their Heads.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, that was kind of what they got started with there, getting some notice, and they got signed to Fat Records after, they're currently with Fat Records. They were with Anxious and Angry for a while, and then they were even on a German record label called Gunner Records.
Huh.
Kind of overseas and there.
Now they've ended up on Fat
now
Records.
Now they're on Fat Records, yeah. So they've been around for a short run. That's a lot going on, but since 2014. But they have 4 studio albums, 4 singles and EPs, and 1 miscellaneous album.
Okay. A good amount of music.
Yeah, it's not bad for five years. But they got a good sound. I like the hardcore kind of little rougher sound to them. Not so pop punk polished.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I'm good with that too. So, yeah. What's the name of the song we're gonna play?
This is a track off their 2009 album. This is off their debut album, Go to Prison, released on 2014, titled Sycophant.
Okay.
I had to look up what that word meant. I've not used it before, but apparently it means someone who uses flattery to get what they want. So
okay, so kind of a flirt kind of.
Yeah, it's like, hey, that's like a nice shirt you have on, Carl. Why don't you donate to Lakeshore Public Radio? And
well, since you put it that way. Yeah. But all right, well, hey, let's go ahead and hear the Pairs and check out this song Sycophant.
Yeah, here we go.
I wasn't familiar with that word either. First time I've
now
ever
you're gonna
said
use it,
it
in a sentence.
First time I've ever said it in my life on Midwest Punks. So there we go.
All right,
here's the Pairs.
Was Pairs with Sycophant.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I realize I haven't heard a lot about the Pairs and probably heard some other stuff here and there, but when I heard that song, all I could think about was I just pictured the pit in this, you know, they're playing that. Like, oh man, that'd be miss those shows, man. But hopefully we get some back in 2021 and everybody makes up for it. But yeah, that was really cool. Pairs are going on the list right now. So,
yeah, can, definitely.
Yeah, they were, that was good. And then, I learned a new word, sycophant. So
that's right. Midwest Punks helping you with your vocabulary.
Exactly. We'll quiz you next week. I got another band again. I think we've played them on the show, but they, another,
I think we definitely talked about them, but I don't know if we were.
Yeah. Another band that's been doing it for a while. And they got a new album, Bad Cop, Bad Cop. So it's 4 punk rock ladies from Southern California. They've been playing together since like 2011. They've got 3 studio albums and a few other releases that they've done. And again, you know, so over all those years, and they just released The Ride earlier. What's it been? I think it's been... It hasn't been that long. Maybe a month or two ago, they released The Ride. I think it was like July. But yeah, they got some really cool music. I think we did play them. I think we played Woman Anarchist from them, which is an awesome band. They've been on Live from the Rock Room a lot, so you can see some of their really cool live performances in the rock room, checking them out there. But man, they can rock it. They can put music together pretty good. So they're always fun to watch. And the song that I'm going to play is off their new album. So the new album's called The Ride. And it was released in June. I wasn't far off. I said July. And the song is called Community. So that's what a lot of their songs have, some really good meanings behind them. Kind of, you know, some feminism things, some humanitarian things. You know, they try and raise awareness for like mental issues and things like that. So, and this one's called Community, and it's kind of along the same lines. So, ready to check out Community by Bad Cop, Bad Cop?
Let's listen to some Community. Here we go.
Bad Cop, Bad Cop with Community off their new album, The Ride. And yet the whole group there is just so talented. The drummer's awesome. All three of the ladies, two on guitar and one on bass, they've all got songs where they're on lead vocals. And they have really good, on-stage presence and stuff. So really cool band to check out, Bad Cop/Bad Cop. I think that's just a kind of play on the good cop, bad cop thing, you know, like you're doing it, going back to that idiom or whatever you want to call it. So, but hey, while we're on some really awesome female punk bands, I got another one on my list that I'd like to play real quick. And again, I think we played them on the show before when we did a female punk rockers playlist kind of thing.
Yeah, they were on there for sure.
But Bikini Kill. So they're one of those bands from the early movement of the what was called the Riot Girl movement back in the early 90s. It was kind of like an underground feminist punk movement. And the band Bikini Kill is known for their feminist lyrics, and they were really crazy on stage performances and stuff like that. But they're considered one of the pioneers of the Riot Girl movement. They formed in 1990, played together for just a few years, had a few albums, and then they disbanded, but they've come back together on and off over the years. But Rebel Girl's really cool song, and some of the lyrics from there are pretty cool. And they talk about being daddy's girl or daddy's princess. And, of course, I got a daughter who's a few weeks away, hopefully.
Being born, that is.
Yeah, a few weeks away from being born, maybe even less, we'll see. But So been
Carl's
kind of,
finding all these punk rock onesies, yeah, showing me pictures of,
and finding some lyrics that I can have put on some onesies my own, and this way my daughter can be a little punk rocker early on, get her started right. So, but yeah, Rebel Girl, really cool song, and Bikini Kill, really cool band. So,
here
ready
we
to
go.
Check them out?
Let's do it.
By Bikini Kill, and one of the pioneers of the riot girl movement. So definitely we're checking them out and some of the other bands from that era and the female bands who started taking over the scene. So check them out.
Looking forward to Carl's daughter becoming the next
punk rocker girl. Yep.
Riot
Daddy's
girl.
Punk rocker. So yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure I'll be talking more about that when it comes time. But speaking of time, Brian, we only got a little bit longer to go. So,
yeah, it's
getting
close.
Got another band.
Yeah, let's get Lagwagon in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lagwagon. Nice.
Yeah, they. I'm a fan, you know, of the 90s music. Mm-hmm. So they're from Goleta, California. They formed in 1989. They went on hiatus in 2000, but reunited a few times over the years. They kind of still do things, mm-hmm. but the more of the new albums that I've seen, but more just getting back together for things. They never really had or really seeked out strong mainstream success, but they have always had a strong underground following, you know, all over the globe. I mean, from China to Mexico, everywhere.
Yeah. There's a big punk scene in Asia, China and stuff like that, yeah. Japan.
Yeah. They originally went on as the name of Section 8, but mm-hmm. They had issues because of a couple other bands using the name, and they weren't having a lot of success with it. So according to liner notes of their album, Duh, that they released, Fat Mike of NoFX,
he
had an idea to switch the band's name to Lagwagon based on a song that they wrote about one of their touring van being unreliable. Hmm. They called it the Lagwagon. So apparently that's where they got their name.
Yeah. It's catchy.
Yeah, not bad. But the band has an impressive 23 albums released.
Wow.
Or 23 releases. 10 albums, 5 singles, EPs, 2 comps, and a handful of miscellaneous albums, videos, things. So
yeah,
a lot of stuff.
A lot of music,
there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, been around since 89, so it's quite a while. But yeah, we're going to play a track off their 1995 album, Hoss. And the album cover, if you've ever seen it, has the guy from Bonanza, Hoss, on the cover.
Oh, okay.
It just says Hoss in the corner. But yeah, so we're going to play the track Violins off of that album.
Cool. Let's hear Violins by Lagwagon.
All right, here we go.
About all the time we got for today, so we went through as many songs as we could and made it through some good ones.
Yeah,
so
I think that's the first time we've actually hit the end of the show and not having to play out with a song.
Well, we can still squeeze maybe we'll just play out with Bouncing Souls Manthem that we played at the beginning.
Play out
just,
with it?
Yeah,
sure.
We'll just all right. Have a little bit of that going at the end, give you something to close out the show with. So but yeah, hopefully you enjoyed some of the songs we shared and got some good things to add to your playlist, found some new bands. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Midwest Punks Podcast, and you can visit MidwestPunks.com and check out some of the old episodes on the station. And while you're there, if you can, give out a little donation to the Lakeshore Public Radio. They're a nonprofit NPR station that does a lot of good service to the community, and they're in a membership drive right now. So any donation counts. Tell them that we sent you. So, Brian, it was good songs again, good music, right. And you gave me some names to add to the playlist. So,
yeah, I'm going to go put all your bands on mine before I forget.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll catch you guys next time. Thanks all for tuning in.
Take care, everyone.